You're listening to The Pulse, the school edition. I'm Mike and Scott, and as our economy continues to shift from blue-collar manufacturing jobs to a workforce trained in high-tech, schools are catching on. Some are giving their old shop classrooms a major makeover. Goodbye lathe and table saw, hello software design programs and 3D printers. Audrey Quinn visited one such school.
Junior High School 157 is one of those old-fashioned citadels of a school. It takes up almost a full city block in a residential neighborhood in Queens, New York. Solid brick, three stories tall. It holds over 1,600 students. Teachers tell me it's probably the most diverse school in the area. A big immigrant population, a lot of students on free lunch. Principal Vincent Cerracci leads me up the stairs to the school's new crown jewel, its engineering labs.
The school was built in the late 40s.
Complete with shop classes to prepare students for the world of work at that time.
Which may have been manufacturing and other such hands-on.
Miss Beanstalk, would you please dial expansion 1024, please?
Sorry about that. When we were looking to bring technology into our school, we identified the shop classrooms as the perfect area to begin our computer labs and our STEM labs.
Almost 3 years ago now, Junior High School 157 was selected as one of 20 schools in New York City's software engineering pilot program. It's co-sponsored by AT&T.
We have students that are creating apps, students are learning to code, students are participating in flight simulations with our flight simulator.
Wait, there's a flight simulator?
There's a flight simulator in our STEM lab.
This thing is so hard to control.
She's gliding.
The energy of the classroom boils over. Teacher Lewis Cooper leads 30 students, all sixth graders, working on three separate activities. Besides the flight simulator, there's kids working on a computer-aided design program, CAD. They're following along in an instruction pamphlet. It tells them step by step how to design a 3D object.
And it says, today in this activity you will be creating the part that is in the picture below. It kind of looks like a Lego with a hole inside.
Other students are researching famous inventors using big touchscreen tables. In two other corners of the class sit 3D printers. The students will eventually use the CAD program to design and print objects with them.
I have an original chess set downstairs that the kids made for us last year.
This feels like the future, but among the CAD-savvy 11-year-olds and giant touchscreen tables and the flight simulator, there's one carryover from the classroom's shop class ancestry. Something's largely missing. Girls. STEM lab teacher Lewis Cooper says he's noticed this too.
There's just something about, you know, the middle school age, and you see the enrollment with girls just fall off.
I think I thought we were in the future. Sorry.
We've had a lot more girls in the recent years. I have one class, I have two girls. He's got one class, it's all guys.
This is software engineering teacher Lori Stalvin-Brockel.
But I have one class that I have 12 girls, and I've got another class that has like 7. So that's great. I mean, I know it doesn't sound like a lot when you have 30.
50, 50, yeah.
No.
The kids get to pick their electives before the school year starts. Things like drama, chorus, band, art, and engineering. And for most girls at this school, the engineering classes just aren't the winner in that mix. But the teachers say once girls see what's going on in the engineering rooms, they get excited about it. And the few girls who were in the engineering elective classes I visited were totally loving it.
I went to Marika Ferris. She's doing the 3D printing report.
This is Lori Stalvin-Brockel's software engineering class.
Maker Faire is like, you go to the Hall of Science and there's a bunch of computer technology stuff that you get to see and maybe try and test things out. Yeah.
It was really fun. There was a huge robot. It was man-controlled and it could shoot fire out of its wrists.
In the other classroom, the one girl working on the CAD program was clearly at the head of the pack.
I'm up to here right now and see, now it's 3D like that. Yeah. This kind of teaches me how to be good at computers also. Like, I want to be an engineer when I grow up, so this is why I joined this. And I was the only girl at the beginning, but I wanted to join because even if there wasn't any girls, I still wanted to persist and do this.
About half the kids I talked to said they wanted to be engineers, sixth graders. They used words like persist and career goals and achieve my dreams. And here's what's really cool about these classrooms, apart from the glitz of the technology. The kids here are using math, they're using reading skills, problem solving, and they're testing their skills by making stuff. This fall, New York's mayor pledged that every student in the city will get computer science classes by 2025. And other cities in the nation are making similar goals. But there's a big price tag attached to that promise, one that will require more private donations beyond tax dollars.
I want to, make stuff with 3D printers. I saw these guys, they were making pots out of potato chip bags. It was amazing.
Tech companies have a big motivation for funding these made-over shop classes. They're helping train their future employees. For The Pulse, I'm Audrey Quinn.